Iran says it's shot down a U.S. drone.
This is an escalation by the Iranians.
Big Poppy's shooting.
The alleged gunman mistook Ortiz for the man he was supposed to kill.
A teenager murders her best friend.
Motivated by money promised by a man met online.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There is new tension between the U.S. and Iran this morning. Iran claims it's shot down an American drone flying over its airspace. The U.S. military calls it an unprovoked attack within international bounds. CBS News senior national security contributor Michael Morrell.
That drone's job was to watch the Iranian Navy, particularly small Iranian Navy boats, to make sure that they were not loading weapons that they were going to take out into the Persian Gulf and conduct attacks. It's designed to fly in international airspace. Is it possible that it drifted off course and went into Iranian airspace? Yes. The Pentagon says that's not the case. I think over the next couple days, you're going to see both sides trying to prove what they say.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in Pyongyang for a meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. The two men are in separate disputes with President Trump, who plans an extended meeting with Xi at the G20 summit in Japan next week. Turns out the hitman who pumped a bullet into Red Sox legend Big Poppy got the wrong man. Correspondent Mola Lenghi from the Dominican Republic.
David Ortiz.
In a new twist, Dominican police revealed the true intended target the night David Ortiz was shot, sat just feet away from him. Prosecutors believe that Victor Hugo Gomez planned it all and that he meant to kill his own cousin, Sixto David Fernandez. Police say Ortiz and Fernandez were wearing similar clothing the night of the shooting.
Victor Hugo Gomez es un peligroso.
Yesterday, prosecutors warned Gomez is a dangerous fugitive. He has been on the run in the United States since March for a major drug sting known as Operation Wrecking Ball.
Ortiz is in stable condition at a hospital in Boston. Former Vice President Joe Biden is pushing back against critics like fellow Democratic presidential hopeful Cory Booker for his remarks about working together with segregationist senators in the 1970s.
Apologize for what?
Cory should apologize. He knows better. There's not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career.
President Trump's campaign got a big financial shot in the arm this week. $25 million in donations within 24 hours of his official re-election kickoff. There may be more changes on the way at YouTube to protect kids from inappropriate content. Live to CBS's Gary Nunn.
Execs at the website considering separating all children's content into the current YouTube Kids app. That way, objectionable content would be out of the purview of young eyes. But that is a risky switch since kids' videos generate millions in mainstream YouTube ad revenue. Also under consideration, switching off a feature on the Kids app that plays a new video after another has run. Deborah?
Heavy rain, damaging winds, and tornadoes are in the forecast from a powerful storm that's making its way from south to east. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Greenville, Texas.
Severe storms in the south unleashed high winds, heavy rains, and baseball-sized hail in parts of Texas.
Something came off of this building, went flying down the road.
A possible tornado tore through Greenville, mangling several buildings, power lines, and trees.
Flash flooding outside Philadelphia forced waterboat rescues overnight. Missouri's only remaining abortion clinic could close by tomorrow. Doctors at the facility in St. Louis are now refusing to comply with a new state requirement that women undergo pelvic exams before abortions. MDs say it's unethical. A 16-year-old girl from Alaska named Denali Bremmer has been charged with murdering her best friend, Cynthia Hoffman, in a multi-million-dollar challenge from someone she met online. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is near Anchorage.
According to court documents, it all started when Bremmer struck up an online relationship with 21-year-old Darren Schillmiller, who lives in Indiana. He claimed he was a millionaire named Tyler and instructed her to murder someone and send photos and videos in exchange for $9 million. Bremmer offered four other friends a cut of the money for their help. Authorities say Bremmer and McIntosh lured Hoffman on a hike. The teen was then shot in the back of the head and put into a river.
My daughter was an angel. She was daddy's girl.
Addressing the court, Hoffman's father said his daughter was developmentally disabled and just wanted to be accepted.
My daughter just wanted friends. Now I have to bury her.
You better settle up with the tax man if your passport's expiring. Matt Piper has the next part in our Travel Smart series.
Ah, the sounds of travel. But did you know that if you owe money to the IRS, you're not going anywhere?
If you are renewing a passport or applying for a new one and you haven't paid your taxes, get ready to be shocked.
And CBS News senior travel advisor Peter Greenberg says it's being enforced.
The IRS is actually collecting a few million dollars in the process in the last 6 months alone.
CPA Jim Butnell says it will only affect you if you owe more than $52,000.
You just have to make an arrangement with them to go ahead and pay those back taxes.
Otherwise,
as we leave the gate,
you won't even make it to the gate. Matt Piper, CBS News.
It's the first real challenge for U.S. women's soccer at the World Cup. CBS's Roxana Sabiri has details from France.
After thrashing Thailand 13-0 and breezing past Chile 3-0, the U.S. is stepping onto a level playing field against a familiar foe, Sweden.
And I think it's going to be a very intense game.
Their last big game certainly was. That was at the 2016 Olympics. Sweden won in a shootout.
You don't forget the taste in your mouth when you fail and when you lose in a world championship.
Grant Wall, a senior writer at Sports Illustrated, says that loss was a game changer.
Ever since then, Jill Ellis, the U.S. coach, has completely transformed how the U.S. plays.
A treat for Freddie Mercury fans.
Time waits for nobody.
It's a never-before-released version of the Queen's frontman singing the title track from his sci-fi rock musical Time, with no thunderous percussion, no background vocals, just a piano. It was recorded at Abbey Road Studios in London in 1986. Singer-producer Dave Clark says he found it in his archives a year ago, and it still gives him goosebumps. The fully produced single peaked at number 32 on the UK charts. People who live on an island in Norway are hoping to stop the hands of time. Correspondent Jim Shenevy explains.
How would you like to live without a clock? Residents of an Arctic Norwegian island where there are 69 days of constant light in the summer say they want to go time-free. No time zone, no fixed clock. They believe that would free up schedules, allowing them to float their school and work schedules, their business hours. They petitioned the government and are now pursuing the practical and legal challenges of the move. The island has a population of 350, and fishing and tourism are the two main industries.
New numbers from the Labor Department show women are putting in more time on the job, more time caring for children, and more time working around the house. Employed women had average office days of 7 hours and 20 minutes last year, compared to the average man slightly less than 8. Leisure time for women was down by about 15 minutes. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.